Rescue 21 is a nationwide communication system that we are building for the United States Coast Guard. We are the prime system integrator for the program. And what it is a command, control, and communication system for all of their mission areas off the coast of the United States. But most notably, it focuses on their search and rescue response, hence the name Rescue 21. The system really is comprised of a network of antenna sites along the coast of the United States and provides coverage out to 20 nautical miles offshore. And there are numerous advantages and capability improvements over their legacy system that I can get into if you'd like.
Well, I was going to ask, yeah, I mean, what did they have before all these decades to communicate ship to shore and ship to ship?
Yeah, they had a what I would call a legacy system that wasn't a single program system that rolled out. It was regional by regional, and it over 30 years, it really kind of started in the 1970s. Over the time, the realization that the system just needed modernized. So what they did is they contracted with General Dynamics, and we worked with them and are delivering a system right now. And there's really, I would call, seven key capabilities that the system provides above and beyond what the legacy system provided. The first, and I view it the most important, is it really provides clear voice clarity through digital communications. The old system was an analog system, kind of like the old vinyl record analog where you hear a lot of pops and scratches versus a digital CD. That's what the system provides. Also provides improved coverage. There were quite a few gaps in the legacy system that are covered with the new system. The availability is much higher. We have a target goal of 99.5% availability of the system, which is something, as you can imagine, is very important for a life-saving system. And probably the most notable aspect of the system is its direction-finding capability. It is able to locate a caller out to 20 nautical miles offshore with direction-finding technology, able to locate that vessel plus or minus 2 degrees from a tower to be able to then respond to that caller. The nice thing about the system is the way it is designed up and down the coast. If you've got one direction from a tower that's shown going up to locate the distress caller, and you've got yet another tower that may be north of it or south of it that also hears that call and puts out a direction to the operator, where those two lines of bearing cross, that is where the caller is located. And that has been extremely beneficial to the Coast Guard. And a phrase that they've used quite often is it takes the search out of search and rescue. So that's probably the most notable technology that's baked into to the system.
We're talking with Donald Wilt with General Dynamics C4 Systems, and I wanted to jump in and just ask you something. Some of the things that you have been describing about how this works and what it brings to the table, where you started off kind of confused me. You said that this is a series of antenna that are positioned off the coast. I would just,
on the coast.
Oh, they're right on the coast.
They're on the coast. They're on the coast, and so nominally they're about 30 miles apart. But they go up and down the coast of the United States, and it's those antennas that receive the signals from a caller, a distress caller, say, and they're the ones that then are able to locate through the direction-finding technology of that system where that caller's located at.
So I'm curious about things like maintenance and how do you keep them safe from storms and things like that, ensuring that they don't go down or get damaged.
Right. There's a couple ways. First of all, because it is a nationwide networked system, the beauty of that is that we have what we call a customer care center located in Scottsdale, Arizona, and they monitor the system 24/7. So as soon as any fault or discrepancy is noted on the system, we are able to identify what it is, sometimes be able to correct it from the customer care center. If that's not available, we will. We've got local service representatives that respond to the particular fault and fix it in a rapid fashion. Now that's for various faults that may come up, technically or on the system. The other one I think that you were addressing was kind of a disaster approach. The system does incorporate a disaster recovery system, which in the event that a man-made or a natural disaster comes about, that the system and the system goes down, whether it be an antenna or some of the electronics equipment, or maybe there's a power outage for the whole sector of that's operating, the disaster recovery system is able to be wheeled in, rolled in, set up, connected, and cover the area that's not, that's damaged.
Now, the contract was awarded in 2002, and today in Baltimore is the dedication ceremony. And so is this the initial part? Is it all built coast to coast? What's the status of it in terms of coverage and completion?
Sure. The status of the system is the Coast Guard divides the coast of the United States into 34 sectors. This is the 26th sector that's being dedicated tomorrow morning. So we're 26 out of 34. And in essence, if you looked at a map, all of the East Coast, from Maine all the way around Florida, all of the Gulf Coast, and a majority of the West Coast, other than the southern area of California, are currently covered.
Did the system come into play during the recent Coast Guard operations in the Gulf of Mexico for the oil spill?
Rescue 21, as a command and control system, is in place down there, so I'm sure the Coast Guard has utilized it as a command and control system for Gulf Coast operations, but that's just part of the nature of the system, providing command and control for the various sectors. So, yes, it would have been.
And final question, does it have a satellite component, or is this all ground-to-ground?
It's mostly ground-to-ground. The only time a satellite component comes in, and reflecting back when I talked to you about the disaster recovery system, in the event that there's total landline loss of connectivity in a sector, what they can do is they roll in as part of the disaster recovery system. They roll it in. They can set up a portable tower along with all the electronics equipment, and then they have a satellite dish that's connected to that, and the satellite dish will shoot a signal up and back down to the Coast Guard's Operations System Center in Martinsburg, West Virginia, where the disaster recovery system is received, and they can actually control and talk and see the various sector that it's recovering from Martinsburg, West Virginia. And that sometimes is a signal that comes over a satellite link. And they did utilize that in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
And what frequency are we on?
Normally, the search and rescue frequency is what's commonly called Channel 16, which is a national distress frequency for maritime boaters.
And so, bottom line, this will help the Coast Guard do its job better by more quickly and clearly finding the people who are in distress or the people who need to be found because of this vast network of antenna on the coast.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think it's really important to realize a lot of people talk about, the Rescue 21 system saving lives. The truth of the matter is Rescue 21 is a tool that we're honored to provide and work with the Coast Guard to provide them. And it's a tool that they use to do their search and rescue and various other missions to help them become more efficient. And it's a very good tool for them because it enables them to really take that search out of search and rescue.